giving away those Imagine Dragon tickets today. Not only today, but all week on the show. Today we're looking for a notable quote, a saying from a movie, which is often used in real life. We've gotten some really good answers so far. And obviously we'll get some great answers as we move through the show. 215-592-9494. A couple quick programming notes. First off, today, 9 o'clock, Nick Sirianni's press conference. We will air it here on WIP. 9 o'clock, or as we like to say with Sirianni, thereabout. Because it could be a little bit before 9, it could be a little bit after 9, it could be right at 9. But we're going to be...
It's like that equal sign that looks like it's swirly. You know what I'm talking about?
I don't.
What?
Approximately or whatever it means?
Yes.
Yeah.
The equal sign that's like the two lines are like a wave.
Okay. Yeah. But estimate.
I didn't know
symbol.
That's what that meant. But if that's what that means.
I didn't know it was two lines. I thought it was just the one.
Yeah. That applies. The other programming note, tomorrow we will broadcast our show from training camp. So we would certainly expect to have some interviews. We don't yet know who that will be with. But we expect tomorrow to have some Eagles-related interviews and hopefully give you a great show from training camp.
Stick
tomorrow.
Your face in there to camera.
Stick your face in there.
Do you love football, Joe, to camera?
From a practice standpoint, I think what I'll do is just observe from the sidelines. You know, now, John, if you want to go in there and used to run into Jeremiah Trotter Sr. So if you want to go play running back and run into Jeremiah Trotter,
nostalgia right there.
Talk about rooting for Trot Jr.
Wow. Can you believe that?
You know what? I'm really happy for him, his dad, for the family. I mean,
me too.
What an amazing story.
So neat.
And how about this? How about this?
It couldn't happen to a greater guy.
James, more likely to make the team.
Trot.
Jeremiah Trotter Jr. or N'Kobe Dean? Because it really might come down to those two.
Well, it's a question if they keep four linebackers or not. You know, it's
Trot Jr. I think it's more likely.
Well, but you also know Trot Jr. You can put on the practice squad if you want to, and get him through there and not get claimed by another team as a rookie. And look, they might feel third year N'Kobe Dean is currently better. I don't know who's better. I have no idea. I mean, that to me is going to be an interesting battle.
We probably won't have to worry about it because N'Kobe will probably get hurt before the season starts anyway.
Well, I'll tell you this, James. James, these preseason games don't have as much intrigue as they used to, but at that position,
I think
there's a lot of intrigue.
Yeah,
they're not going to play. Those guys could each play a half or more. Yeah.
No, look, Trot might not have the greatest chance to be a defensive starter. He has a chance to be more of a special teams staple guy.
Yeah.
But inside linebacker wise, we talk a lot about Devin White. We talk about Zach Bond because he's new, a new addition who we think will be sometimes a pass rusher. But there's Oren Burks also, and a free agent that we added. Vic Fangio likes this guy.
Yep.
A lot.
And he's a great special teamer, too. Like a legit special teams dude.
He makes the team.
Yeah. These two players, Oren Burks and Zach Bond, are exactly what this defensive staff wants.
All right,
expect them to be on the team. That pushes these young guys.
Makes it harder.
Absolutely.
Yeah, man. I mean, there's only so many spots to go around.
Yes.
All right, 215-592-9494. You know, two big things today. First, it's their first practice. The other is obviously the Nick Sirianni press conference and probably a Jalen Hurts press conference. So we know Sirianni's at 9. We don't know if Hurts is going to speak today. I would think he probably will after practice. We are asking these questions today. What do you expect to hear from Sirianni and Hurts? What do you want to hear from Sirianni and Hurts? I mean, I know this. I want to hear them say things are all good, especially Hurts, because I know Sirianni's going to say that. I think Sirianni will say the right things. No doubt, and no doubt in my mind about that. He might stumble and bumble a little bit, but he's going to get to the point of, no, we're good. The question is whether Jalen will say we're good, and if he does, whether you believe him. I mean, that's, look, it's going to be fascinating. I will say this, perhaps not since Terrell Owens in 2005 has there been a press conference for an Eagles player at training camp that I'm more all ears for. I really, 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 this is a big deal. And guys, no one's going to convince me it's not. You're not going to tell me just because Kellen Moore is now primarily running the offense that it doesn't matter if Hurts and Sirianni are on the same page. I don't subscribe to that at all. We'll talk to Ray Dittinger, by the way, at 7:50, get his assessment of all of this. You know, Ray's seen a lot, obviously, and he's been to a lot of press conferences. And Ray's expectations of whether Hurts will give today. And again, something I referenced earlier, I'll say it again. I just want him to smile. I mean, you know, I know
well,
it
they
might...
do too. And yes, they do. They've let him know that. And I'm pretty certain he's going to try to start the season on the right foot. You know, like this is the start of a new year. It's kind of like you put your best foot forward. I do expect him to be smilier, Jalen.
I don't, but I hope he is. We'll see. Let's go to the phones. Your expectations and your wants from Hurts and Sirianni in these press conferences. Again, the Diddy coming up in about 25 minutes. 215-592-9494. We'll get to something Conklin put together shortly and more from Paul George, that interview, that press conference yesterday. Let's go to JB in Chestnut Hill. What's up, JB?
Good morning, everyone.
Hi, JB.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, John, did you know that the armadillo is considered the only bulletproof animal in the world?
No way.
Yeah, because the way its plates are textured, it can actually deflect a bullet off its body.
Whoa. Well, what about I don't know, other...
Now they say like a rhino.
Armored. Maybe
what if you dropped a nuke on it?
Well, I mean, that's not a bullet.
No, it's not a bullet. That's why I'm asking. Does it have
I don't think it's nuke.
I don't know. Does it have nuke capabilities to deflect? I don't know.
I don't know.
So armadillo, deflects bullets better than any other animal.
That's correct.
Wow.
Fun fact, man.
I've never seen a living armadillo.
Most people haven't, John. Yeah.
But most people live around here who haven't.
All right,
yeah.
JB, what do you got on the birds?
What do I expect? I expect them to toe the company line because this is a well-oiled machine. Even as the players change every year, the front office and everybody around it is very professional. They have everything squared away. It's buttoned up. That's what I expect. I expect that, hey, things are great. Like, we're going to do this. We're going to do that. It's like a new school year for everybody, right? Like, Jalen's got his new backpack, you know, and the teachers have their new pencils for the kids. Everything's great.
So is that going to be forced, though, JB? I mean, are they going to be standing up super straight with their new backpack?
I think it is a little bit forced because guess what? Deep down, all the kids going into that new class knew that, like, Miss Plakis, or I'm naming my grade school teachers, or Mr. Urbanski was a complete jerk, and you were going to hate him anyway.
Urbanski,
what are you?
Mr. Urbanski.
Oh, well, look, JB, I wish we knew
Miss Plakis.
Really,
nice.
What they all think of Sirianni. I tend to think that they like Sirianni, but, you know, it's impossible to know. Obviously, Jalen has had issues with him. Look, here's the deal. Last year was a disaster at the end for both Hurts and Sirianni. They both stunk at the end of the year.
Right.
And so, they were both phenomenal the prior year.
But, Joe, so here's what my point is. I honestly, deep down, I don't care. And I'm not saying I don't care about their chemistry. I don't care if they love or hate each other, because if they would have won the Super Bowl last year and you would have found out that they hated each other, everybody would be in agreement.
Yeah, but JB, here you're missing my point.
Okay.
I think they didn't win the Super Bowl, and I think they got nowhere near winning the Super Bowl last year because they had problems.
Well, I don't think it's just because of problems.
No, it's not just because of that. They also had no defensive talent, all right? Limited defensive talent. But JB, again, I said this earlier. Yeah. I'm going to say it again. I will never, ever back off of this. Even if they improve this year and become great, regarding last year, it was unacceptable to have that level of talent on offense and at the end of the year not be able to move the ball.
That was a disgrace. That falls
and obviously.
The two people you're talking about.
I agree. That's why it's important they get it together. JB, that's why the I don't care argument doesn't work for me. I care.
I care about their professional.
Well, I know in the end we all want results in the end. My point is
correct. The
results are more likely to come if they're actually on the same page. That's where it's critical. JB, give me an answer. A notable quote from a movie that we say in real life.
Real quick though, by the way, I also think Trotter and Kobe Dean are going to do great in Fangio's defense because he has a very big...
Look, I'll be shocked if they both make the team. I think it's one or the other.
Right, but I'm just saying they're both...
We'll see.
His defensive system runs slow.
All right, give me something from the movie, JB. Together. What do you got?
How about I'll be back?
I'll be back's a really good answer. It's a very, very, very good answer. Let's talk to Lindsay right now, calling from Delco. What's up, Lindsay?
Good morning, fellas. How are you?
Great, Lindsay.
I honestly just wanted to call in with my quote, which I think you all will appreciate.
Yes.
There's no crying in baseball.
Oh,
no
wow.
crying in baseball is
yeah,
a good one.
Yeah, it comes up a lot. It's a good one.
And it certainly was never said before that movie.
No, definitely not.
That's a standout answer.
No right crying there. In baseball. No, what is the context? And Lindsay, thanks for the call. What's the context it's usually set in?
Oh, and I thought you were talking about the movie.
In real life.
If someone's crying.
It's when people are like whining about baseball. If they're like complaining, or it's not like usually actually crying. No crying in baseball. You know, it's like more of if they start whining.
I think it's more crying.
Just crying.
But like, how many people cry
well,
at baseball?
Children. I've said it to my children at times. Like, it's kind of funny.
I think it's more often said. Let me put it this way. I think it's more often said as a great movie quote than actually in real life.
Yeah.
Like, I'll give you, I think I'll make him an offer he can't refuse is said more often in real life in context than there's no crying in baseball. No crying in baseball is just.
It can be a little mean-spirited, the no crying in baseball thing,
well,
I guess.
Yeah, I mean, it's.
It's kind of like dismissive, like you're crying. Come on.
All right, I agree. Suck it up. By the way, I guess the make him an offer he can't refuse. Theoretically, could have been a winning answer, but you know.
But you just said it.
Is life, Devin. Can I hear her again?
No,
I don't need the whole thing.
No.
So for those that missed it earlier, we asked Devin to do, you know, as the Eagles get ready for their first practice today, an Eagles chant. And I didn't think it was going to be very good.
Give us a power yell.
Is a big part of the reason why I was like, all right, Devin, let's see if you can rev it up. And listen to this. That's great. It's so good. So good.
I really thought it was going to go better than that.
Are you imitating someone? Like, it almost sounds like you're trying to imitate like an old lady.
Whose voice cracks more than mine.
Don't blame me, Kaney. Don't even go there.
I'm going to blame it myself for that.
Hold on.
No, that's really good. She was imitating Joe.
Ann Iverson says, don't even do it.
All right, that's a good reason.
Go from Kaney to Conklin. Joe Conklin, believe it or not, we have audio. All right? I don't think anyone else in town has this. We have audio. Last night when the Eagles got together in the afternoon and then Sirianni had that first big team meeting. I mean, we were talking yesterday.
After the run?
After they get together yesterday, it's like, all right, team meeting time. And we have the audio. We have it of Sirianni. Addressing the squad.
All right, guys, listen up. Start a camp. We're real excited. Hey, guys, I'm talking up here. Thanks, guys. You know, I'm so friggin' excited about this season. I want to play anyone friggin' rock, paper, scissors.
Here you come, same old BS.
I want to set the tone for the season. We're turning the page on last year.
You should have turned the page on you.
Come on, Jalen, knock it off. I need you to respect my authority.
I respect your authority. I just think your coaching stinks.
All right, everybody knows that Jalen and I have both been talked to by Mr. Lurie. I got to keep my emotions intact, and Jalen's got to show more emotion and stop speaking in cliches.
Don't let the door hit you where the good Lord split you.
Hey, Kellen, does that count as a cliche?
Come on, Jalen. I know what the frick I'm doing. You're going to go friggin' bowling with your friggin' teammates on your friggin' days off.
Glad to see you keeping your emotions in check, Coach.
Hey, man, come on, guys. We need the two of you to be together this year. We need you guys to support each other, man, 100%. I need the two of you to shake hands.
One hand washes the other.
I'll do rock, paper, scissors.
Bring it in, man. Come on, bring it in, man. Go Birds on three. You ready? 1, 2, 3. Go Birds.
Go Birds.
What was that? Your lack of energy is unconscionable. For God's sakes, I've been broadcasting this team's games for almost 50 years, and we've only won once. Damn it, I want another Super Bowl championship, and I want it this season. I'm going into the Hall of Fame next week. Do this for me. Everybody, get your asses in here. Eagles on three. 1, 2, 3. Eagles! Eagles!
Meryl saving the day. You know what Conklin tapped into there, which I don't think we've ever heard before? Mad Meryl.
Feisty Mad Meryl.
There could be like
yeah.
a new character, Mad Meryl. I mean, because he does save the day, but he also comes in cursing.
You know? Right. He does get
Have you ever
up.
Heard Meryl curse? I haven't.
I have not, no.
Yeah,
I haven't, actually. It's a good point.
Mad Meryl. All right, look, good stuff. Obviously, great stuff by Conklin. Make sure you see Conklin at Archbishop Wood High School in Warminster with Ed McGonigal and Brendan Donegan on Saturday, September 28th. Also at Cherokee High School with Pete Spina. And the City Rhythm Orchestra on Saturday, October 26th. for all the tickets to these events or to book Joe for a private event. Make sure you get yourself to JoeConklin.com.
And, of course, it's Conklin's Comedy Night at 360 Inside Parks Casino this Thursday, tomorrow, July 25th. See Tom Van Horn and Paul Bond. Show starts at 8 p.m. Tickets are only $20 and include a free drink. Tickets at JoeConklin.com.
Reminder, 9 o'clock today, Sirianni's actual press conference. And we will carry that live here on WIP, 9 o'clock today. We would expect Hertz to speak either today or tomorrow, probably today. I think they'll look to take it on right away, which would be after his and their first practice. So I would imagine a Hertz press conference on WIP, probably during Joe and Hugh's show, but we don't have that confirmed, but certainly know whenever it happens, we'll carry it here on the station. All right, let's
Will you be able to hear the smile that Jalen is wearing across his face?
John, is he going to smile?
I think he will.
I don't.
I actually believe this has been a focus for Jalen.
Well, if it was a focus from February, then why was he gloom and doom in June?
I think he did a really bad job. I think he did a bad job.
I just don't think we can expect it. Unless we want to play him this. Then he might smile.
Yeah.
Devin, is he going to give what so many of us want? Is he going to, like, even if he doesn't feel it, is he going to try to give it?
No, because I don't think Jalen Hurts caters to, like, he clearly doesn't care what Philly media and the fans, you know, want or their opinions of him. Otherwise, he would have acted differently a long time ago, in my opinion. But I'm not saying that's necessarily a bad thing. Like, I don't think he's going to double down and insult Sirianni again. I don't think he's going to go up there and have it be all, you know, sunshine and rainbows, though. I think it's going to be a, you know, normal Jalen Hurts presser, which is talking like Joe Conklin said, talking in cliches, kind of leaving people unsatisfied with most of his answers.
Yeah, it's an interesting way to put it. Unsatisfied is, I think, a good way to frame how I often feel after here. Look, here's the deal.
It's the start of a new season. Everyone is trying to put their best foot forward. He knows they want him to be more open and positive and just, like, friendly with the teammates. I think that's the way he'll start this season.
Right, and he might be that way with teammates, but I'm talking about in the presser, what we can expect. Like, I don't think he's going to get up on the podium and be, you know, howdy, everyone, how are we all doing? Like,
he'll try hard to do a better job with that than he has in the past.
Here's what the talking point should be. It's so easy. I'm really excited for the season. We got a shot to win the Super Bowl. We got a grind. Let's go. That's number one. Number two, it's great we got Kellen Moore here. It's great we got Nick Sirianni here. We're going to work together. Let's go. Period. End of story. It's not that complicated.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
He can guide everything back.
But
to
I
that,
don't expect. No matter what. I don't expect asked. That. I just don't. But we'll see. We'll find out. Let's go to Ken and Sinaminson. Also, we're going to get to, I thought, the most notable thing Paul George said yesterday. Ken and Sinaminson right now. Good morning, Paul. Ken. I'm sorry, Ken. I got Paul George and
what up,
Ken,
Paulie?
And I got everybody. All right, Ken and Sinaments, what's up, buddy?
Paul's got $212 million, so I'll be happy to be Paul this morning. Yeah.
He's got more than that, man.
Devin, Joe's free throw prowess is a result of when he was a little kid. He used to stand in his mother's driveway for hours shooting free throws. So I think you should go to Mrs. DeCamera's house and practice your Eagles chant for hours in her driveway.
That's a good idea, but I don't want Joe's mom to suffer through that.
Yeah,
sounds like a punishment for her.
Plus, that house has been sold, so that house is no more.
She had to suffer through raising Joe already. So
Ken. Come on, man. What I ever do to you? What I ever do to you? But lug around your book that you brought to a Phillies game and had the audacity, not the odyssey, the audacity to hand to me in the first inning so I'd have to carry for 9 innings.
Okay. It was a gift, right?
Yeah, it was a gift given early.
It was a gift.
It was a gift given in the first inning. Should have been given in the ninth.
Thoughtful. So, hold on. Yes. You're holding it against him now? He really thought he was, like, helping you out with the present.
It's just a nice thing to do.
Just joking around a little bit.
A little bit.
All right, here's what I really thought about it.
People know when it's bull.
All right, Ken, good morning. What do you got, buddy?
It is the gift that keeps on giving. That's right. I appreciate that.
By the way, the Jaws line, let me play that one more time.
People know when it's bull.
That's a great Jaws,
play it more.
Man.
It's a good one.
That's a good one. All right, Ken, what do you got?
So first of all, Zach Wheeler is the best pitcher in baseball. That's the end of that discussion. You know, it's just end of story. With the with the whole thing with Sirianni and Hurts and what I expect is what always happens, right? I mean, you know, Nick Sirianni will ultimately arrive at a point after rambling for a little bit that they're great. And, you know, Jalen Hurts will say a whole lot of nothing because that's just what he does and that's who he is. And, you know, that's fine. What I really would like to hear Jalen Hurts say is for the first time maybe ever, you know, take accountability for the fact that his play was a big reason why the season ended the way the season ended last year.
You know, can you bring up something really interesting that I don't honestly know which direction I'd prefer this to go, that he addresses last year or doesn't. See, on one hand, as an Eagles fan, I want them to turn the page. On the other hand, as an Eagles fan, obviously we're curious to what happened, but more importantly to your point, we want whoever was to blame, and a lot of them were, he was one of them, to take accountability. So I'm torn on, like, John, would you prefer he do a little bit of a dive into last year or not?
No. Dive into last year now?
Well, here's the thing. Like, take a guy like Carson. So Carson was never taking accountability, and I think it's part of why things didn't change. Ken, to your point, and it resonates with me, if Jalen admitted, for lack of a better way to put it, faults from last year, that would give me more hope for this year.
I 100% agree with that. 100%.
But James, you get the point that you also don't want to dwell too much on last year?
No, I just want him to take some accountability. It feels like all the last season, every time we've heard from him, even the actions with the Sirianni answer and all that, feels like he blames Sirianni and he has not taken his own accountability for
the collapse. I mean, he's the one that took
a
sack from the 12-yard line of the playoff game.
Which is the worst play of his career.
It is.
Of his career.
Hold on, guys. What are we doing here? We're starting camp, and you want him to fess up about last season.
John, how about this? How about 5 seconds? You ready? 5 seconds. Guys, I'm going to lay it out there. I wasn't good enough last year.
Bang.
And it ticked me off, and I am freaking ready to roll. I locked in this offseason. I'm ready. Let's go.
That sounds
great. That'd be perfect.
It's 5 seconds of last year, and then full steam ahead.
Yeah, okay. I don't need, like, some big, long thing. I just need him to acknowledge, like, I wasn't good enough last year either. It wasn't just Nick. It wasn't just other people's fault.
Because it sounds like when Joel sometimes says, I don't have enough around me. You probably don't. But how about you handle your own business a little better?
You know, in that light, because I am tired of hearing Joel say, I need help. Look, I do like the idea of doing something along these lines. Like you said, it's 5 seconds. It's a reflection on last season and the fact that he's committing to doing better.
And has already committed, that he's ready now, that he's prepared for it in the last 6 months.
It's just like suggesting an awareness that I think will make a lot of people feel better, teammates included.
All right, Ken, give me a great answer for the Imagine Dragons tickets, a saying from a movie often used in real life.
Well, hopefully this one doesn't continue between Nick Sirianni and Jalen Hurts, but what we've got here is a failure to communicate.
That is really good. That does get said, no question, in real life.
Some man you just can't reach.